Fun times ahead. Saturday, March 19th, 2022. We've kind of got a heavy day to high heart rate and an interval day all together. How great does that sound? Here's what we have. Four intervals, each for time, of 8 back squats at 70% of your one rep max, 25 GHD sit-ups, and then once you get off that GHD, bang, a 400 meter run like the devil is chasing you. That is one interval. You're going to do four intervals, but you're going to rest after each interval. And you will take a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio after each interval. So let's say that interval takes you 5 minutes. If you rest 1-to-1, that means you'll rest 5 minutes before doing the next one. A 1-to-2 would mean the interval took you 5 minutes, but you're going to double that for the rest. You're going to rest 10 minutes. So basically what I'm saying is, in the example that we're giving, if an interval took you 5 minutes, resting anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes would be appropriate. I want to make sure that you're actually ready to hit it hard again and squat heavy again. We've got, of course, other equipment conversions. If you haven't watched that video, How to Approach Heavy Days, you most certainly should. Ideally, the 8 back squats are safe, controlled, unbroken. The 25 GHD sit-ups would be great if they're unbroken. And then, ba-bang, you take off on the run, and you just, the whole time, through your head, you're just saying how much you love Linchpin, how much you're so happy that I programmed this workout, and how much you really love running fast on tired legs with a sore midline. We've got videos showing the back squat and the GHD. Super fitness robot time would be 3 minutes and 30 seconds or less per interval. More likely time, 5 minutes and 45 seconds or less per interval. The wild card option is exactly the same as the workout of the day, but instead of the 400 meter run in each interval, it's 1200 meters on the air bike. Typo there, now we're good to go. Scaled option, 4 intervals, each for time, 8 back squats, we knocked it down a bit, 50 to 70% of one rep max, 25 sit-ups instead of GHD sit-ups, and then that awesome 400 meter run. Same work to rest ratio. Limited equipment crew, 4 intervals, each for time, 20 dumbbell squats, pair of 50 pound dumbbells for men, pair of 35s for women, 25 V-ups, 400 meter run, as if the devil is chasing you. Same work to rest ratio. Videos of the dumbbell squats and the V-ups included. For the limited equipment crew, super fitness robot, 4 minutes and 15 seconds or less per interval. More likely, 6 minutes and 15 seconds or less. No equipment workout. 4 intervals each for time, 50 air squats, 25 V-ups, 400 meter run. Same work to rest ratio. Accessory work, optional as always. You don't ever have to do it. But if you're going to, dumbbell front rack lunge, 3 sets of that. We're saying 10 to 20 meters per lunge. Depends upon what weight the dumbbells are. You want to make it appropriately challenging. Rest a couple minutes between each set. You can front rack those dumbbells. You can have them in the hang. Either way, you're lunging with dumbbells. You work in the lower body. You're good. And then the other portion of the optional accessory work is 200 double unders in as few sets as possible, or, if you're still working on them, 5 minutes of double under attempts and or practice. Got a video showing that. Finally, cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch and the cobra stretch for the abs. Just like that, another day, another week of training has come to a close. I appreciate all of you. I truly mean that. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to be with you on your fitness journey. And we're going to do this for years to come so that we can have a long, happy, healthy life supporting each other. And enjoy your rest day tomorrow. I'll see you on Monday.